ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
Hi, it's Dr. Daria again. February is American Heart Month, so for today's Men's Health segment, Dr. Randy Martin will be telling us all the must-have heart tests. Dr. Martin is a cardiologist at the Piedmont Heart Institute here in Atlanta and serves as a member for ShareCare's advisory board. Thank you so much for joining us.
Daria, great to be with you. Thanks so much.
Now, let's start off with the first question. You know, people, when we're young, you know, what can men do to maintain their heart health in their 20s and 30s when they may not even be thinking about their heart?
Well, you know, heart disease unfortunately remains the number one killer of American men and women. And it is a disease that could kill in moments but takes a lifetime to develop. And that really is due to atherosclerosis, of those plaques that build up in the little arteries. So the best thing is absolutely the simplest thing. There's no magic pills. It's really your lifestyle. Lifestyle is key. You should obviously not smoke or stay away from secondhand smoke. You should maintain a healthy diet, and we can talk about that in a minute. Try not to become overweight, and absolutely exercise regularly so that in their 20s and 30s, I think men ought to remain very active, try to stay away from cigarettes at all cost, and start paying attention to their weight. And the other thing that's really important is to think about being connected to family and friends and stress management.
You know, you're so right, and we just did a segment on connectedness and the importance of that. And so it's really about starting those healthy lifestyle habits in your 20s and 30s and maintaining them as they get older. You know, as men get older and start needing tests and screening, which tests and screenings are important, and what age do you suggest that men start having them when it relates to heart health?
Yeah, it really is important. You know, you think about what's happened to us in our society. Our urbanization of society has really caused us to be less active, have things like air pollution and all the other bad dietary things that happen there. So I think that the key thing for men is to be aware of any signs or symptoms that could tell them that they have heart disease, and those would be the classic ones are chest pain, especially with exertion, unusual short breath with exertion, things like that. But your listeners may not know that erectile dysfunction, you know, you see that advertised like crazy on television. ED is one of the chief wake-up signs that you have about a 2 to 5 year window before you start developing signs or symptoms of heart disease. So the risk factors for ED are the same as for men: hypertension, smoking, abnormal cholesterol, obesity, being sedentary. So what tests should a man have? I think men in their 20s, 30s should absolutely get a good relationship with a primary care physician, have their cholesterol and blood pressure and blood sugar checked. And then if a man in his 40s or 50s who has risk factors, probably the number one best test today is what's called a calcium score, a coronary artery calcium score. As one of my colleagues refers to it, it's like the colonoscopy for colon cancer. It gives you the best prediction, very low risk, and is probably the number one test today.
Okay. And then as they get older, are there any other tests that you suggest them doing?
Well, I mean, I think that men need to be clearly aware of their risk factors. Again, family history, you know, obesity, and, you know, the key thing with obesity, we talk a lot about BMI or the body mass index area, but I think the real thing is the waist and waist-hip measurement. You know, it's not only fat, it's the distribution of fat, so that if you carry a lot of fat around your abdomen, say, in your belly, okay, that's a very bad-acting fat that secretes all sorts of bad substances in our body. So simply measuring your waist, which is at or just a little bit above the belly button, and a man's waist should not be greater than 40 inches, and then measuring your hips and dividing your waist measurement by your hips, and that ratio should be less than 0.9. So that's another key thing. So having blood tests, cholesterol levels, LDL levels, your blood sugar levels, knowing what your body weight is, your blood pressure, all of those are really, really key.
Okay, so that's really great to know. It's not just your BMI, which can be, you know, very ranging for a variety of people. It's that waist-to-hip ratio, and you want that to be less than 0.9.
I think the waist, because the waist is really telling you about this visceral fat or the abdominal fat, and that's the big bugaboo in our life, because that's like having a, you know, I say it's like having a grill inside your body, because it's just cranking out all these things, inflammatory substances, things we call cytokines and things like that. So it's really important. It's not only important, Daria, for heart disease, but preventing cancer, diabetes, and other things.
Yeah, it's important for so many different health conditions. That's really great to know. Good number of people to keep in mind. You know, so speaking of kind of health and BMI, what are some of the best heart healthy foods for men? You know, is red meat okay? You know, what about fat?
the age old diet. I mean, I think our mothers were right.
Everyone wants to know.
Our mothers were right. Absolutely. You know, you want to stay away from salt, sugar, and saturated fats. You really, the best diet, and there's a lot of debate about this, there's no doubt that a vegetarian-like diet is excellent. Most of us, most men, can't live that way. So you want to eat like you live in a Mediterranean country, in my opinion. So high intake of fresh fruits and veggies of color. You know, you want to have whole grains. You want to have little red meat or processed meat, especially that deli meat. You want to eat the fatty fishes, you know, and sardines. Mm-hmm. While people may say, yuck, sardines are absolutely spectacular for you. Olive oil, so that, you know, those sort of things. And if you want a snack, snack on nuts without salt, and those things are really, really good for you. That has unequivocally been proven, eaten like that, to help to prevent not only heart disease, but again, diabetes and some other things. And I think that, you know, red meat, certainly if you go out once a month or, you know, your special occasion, you can have that. But it should not be the mainstay of an American man's diet.
Very different from what people generally eat. Now, another corollary on that Mediterranean diet is alcohol and wine. You know, a small amount can be healthy, but I know that there's a limit. So what do you advise your patients about alcohol?
You know, alcohol is a really interesting thing, and it's alcohol is really the good, the bad, and the ugly. Excessive alcohol contributes to about 80,000 deaths a year, and we don't have to look outside of our emergency rooms where you and I have been many times to see alcohol-related problems, or we look on our streets and see the tremendous problems. But there is a lot of science that says that alcohol in moderation, and that means for a man about two drinks a day maximum, less than 15 a week, can have tremendous benefits in preventing heart disease and other things. So this doesn't mean, and people always say, what should I have, you know, or am I selling Pinot Noir today, or am I selling something else? While there is a lot of evidence that the red wines with the antioxidants in the grape skin are good, it probably doesn't matter. What does matter is you don't want to mix your alcohol with a lot of sugary things. Mm-hmm. And a good friend of mine who was a phenomenal cardiologist, and an Irishman, once gave a great talk on, and that this isn't a plug, that Guinness as a beer, with its dark beer and full of antioxidants, is one of the best things in the world. If you don't want to drink alcohol, or aren't, well, that's fine. Green tea, and the new champion, although I've been saying this for years, is coffee. Coffee is spectacularly good for your health, as long as it's not full of sugar and cream and those sort of things. So,
well, I'm a fan for you saying I can drink coffee. Quickly, is there a limit to number of coffee per week?
Well, nobody knows. Nobody knows. But again, it depends upon how it's prepared. And studies have shown that, you know, up 2 to 6 cups of coffee a day has decreased your risk of heart disease, diabetes, gallbladder disease, and Alzheimer's. Let me quickly, I know you're running out of time. If you have a healthy lifestyle, if you don't smoke, you're not overweight, you exercise regularly, you know, you eat a healthy diet and you have stress management, that not only helps to prevent heart disease in a man's lifetime, but helps to prevent certain cancers, diabetes. And one of the key things is it's great for your mind. There's a lot of evidence that we can decrease dementia by having that lifestyle.
You're right. A healthy lifestyle is good for your heart, your mind, pretty much every organ in your body. Thank you so much, Dr. Martin. Really appreciate you joining us, and you can find him at Piedmont Hospital. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.